CFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump on the phone today with Russia's President Putin in the latest bid to stop the war in Ukraine. CBS's Natalie Brand.
We saw talks happen between Ukraine and Russia late last week, but the key players weren't there. The question becomes, in this call, can President Trump move the ball forward?
Former President Biden thanking well-wishers on social media who responded to his prostate cancer diagnosis. CBS's Willie James Inman.
Not only is this an aggressive form, is this also a form that will respond well to treatment, according to a statement from the former president's office, and his family is looking at those treatment options.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt with the sales pitch today on the Trump budget bill, which emerged from a House committee.
This bill does not add to the deficit. In fact, according to the Council of Economic Advisors, this bill will save $1.6 trillion.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin State Senate has approved legislation that would establish specialized courts to handle business-related lawsuits. The bill was approved along party lines, with Republicans voting in favor and Democrats voting against. State Senator Kelda Royce argued the proposal would allow wealthy residents to get their own hand-picked judges and speed up the legal process. Republican lawmakers say a pilot program that was terminated by the state Supreme Court last year pointed to the success of the business courts they're hoping to establish. As rates of overdose deaths decline across the country, Wisconsin saw one of the largest drops in 2024. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recently announced that overdose deaths dropped 27% nationwide last year. According to their data, Wisconsin saw the third largest decline of any state in the country, dropping 36% in 2024. State health officials have routinely cited programs created through opioid settlement money for the improving overdose numbers, especially the use of harm reduction tools like Narcan. Western Wisconsin residents traveling along the St. Croix River will now notice the absence of a locally famous boat. On Friday, City of Hudson officials announced that after nearly a year, the owner of a 54-foot yacht named Sweet Destiny has towed it away. The yacht had been beached on Beer Can Island since July, leading the Hudson City Council to pass a new ordinance to fine the owner of beached or abandoned boats in October. Facing additional fines this year, the owner of the yacht worked to patch it up enough to finally be towed away. The Western Wisconsin region was the first to be slammed by severe storms on Thursday evening. The storm system moving across the state dropped significant rainfall that caused some flooding. Some areas like Eau Claire and Altoona even saw golf ball-sized hail dropping from the sky. There were multiple confirmed tornado touchdowns as warning sirens and emergency alerts sounded across the state, including in New Richmond. After landing in Western Wisconsin, the storm system moved east, causing more damage with flooding, hail, and tornadoes. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
It's the Brewers and the Orioles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Baltimore Orioles tonight at AmFam Field. After 7 years, Baltimore fired their manager, Brandon Hyde, over the weekend and replaced him with third base coach Tony Manzolino. Now, yesterday, the Brewers avoided a sweep. They beat the Twins 5-2. Pat Murphy conceding the Brewers have not spent very much this year in free agency.
I trust the players. I like the players. I think they're good. Now, did we go spend a lot of money in the offseason, guys? Let's call a spade a spade. No, we didn't. Are we real deep in the position player business? No, we're not. But we have good ones.
In golf, Scottie Scheffler shot 11 under par to win the PGA at Quail Hollow in Charlotte.
I've prepared my entire life, and to have a chance to win a tournament that I've dreamed about as a kid is a pretty cool feeling. And when you step up out on the first tee, there's definitely stress. It's definitely challenging, but at the same time, I mean, it's a lot of fun.
That's Scottie Scheffler with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy and slightly breezy today with high temperatures hitting about 60. A possibility of showers this evening become a bigger chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight, bringing some gusty winds with them. It'll be a damp and dreary day tomorrow. Soaking rainfall is possible. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I'm as guilty as anybody about this, not talking to real people in person. I'm sorry, I don't believe that texting or video conferencing or any other of that jazz can supplement one-on-one interaction. We as humans need other humans. We need to connect with people. So anyway, that's the public service announcement to start off the week. Get outside and talk to real live humans. You'll feel better.
Catch The Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend, including the State Republican Convention with our friends at Wisconsin Watch and State Senator Royce on the Joint Finance Committee budget process. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, it's a brand new week. And in just a few minutes, Congressman Ro Khanna will be here for the entire first hour of our program. We're taking Friday off for the holiday, so our National Progressive Town Hall meeting with Congressman Khanna will start in just a few minutes. If you'd like to call in, the number is 202-808-9925. In the second hour of our program, I want to start off with the Great American Betrayal, how we lost our moral compass. And a news summary, Trump is threatening the Supreme Court justices. He's threatening now ABC News. He's threatening Bruce Springsteen, Beyonce, Oprah, and Obama with serious investigations. He's looking deranged to me. Is he in a meltdown? Does he need a mental health check? We'll talk about all that in the second hour of the program. In the third hour of our program, Oklahoma high schools are going to teach Trump's version of the 2020 election conspiracy theories as if they were fact. This is like, you know, Russia teaching that Ukraine was never an independent nation in their elementary schools. This is nuts. And also in our third hour, geeky science, low-dose THC appears, at least in mice, to be the key to brain longevity. This is an amazing study. Anyhow, we got a lot to talk about today, a lot to cover, but our one guest for the day will be for the entire first hour, Congressman Ro Khanna. He represents the 17th District of California in the U.S. House of Representatives. He's vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. He's the ranking member of the House Armed Services Committee on Cyber Innovative Technologies and Information Systems, member of the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability. His website is Khanna, khanna.house.gov. And Rep. Ro Khanna is his blue sky handle. Congressman, welcome back to the program.
Thank you for having me, Tom. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, back at you. It's always great having you with us. So 28 dead as tornadoes and storms batter the Midwest. Meanwhile, Elon Musk has fired a whole bunch of people from the National Weather Service. They've got multiple Weather Service sites that are no longer operating 24/7. So they couldn't or can't provide, you know, people with storm warnings and things in the middle of the night. This is an EF3 tornado, winds up to 140 miles an hour, is a mile wide at times. What's going on with this, and how is Congress dealing with these massive cuts to our essential infrastructure by Trump and Musk and Doge and his teenage buddies?
Well, it's unprecedented. I mean, he's cutting the Weather Service folks who give us a warning about these tornadoes so that people can be safe. He's cutting all of FEMA, a lot of FEMA, which is responsible, as you know, for rebuilding communities and providing emergency assistance when disasters like these happen. So the Congress, you know, unfortunately, it's been in Republican hands. The Democrats have said we need to subpoena Musk. We need to make sure that he's answering to the Congress in terms of these cuts. They're unconstitutional cuts. We've filed cases in courts to try to get these people reinstated. But until Republicans are willing to speak out, it is very, very difficult for Congress to actually get these people reinstated. But we are pushing with everything we can to do these town halls. I'm doing town halls in these red districts, highlighting that Republicans need to start speaking up and show some spine.
Well, and they're cutting all this essential infrastructure just to pay for tax cuts for billionaires, are they not?
Absolutely. I mean, that is the Republican bill. It's tax cuts for billionaires, steep cuts to Medicaid. By the way, they couldn't get enough votes for $715 billion of Medicaid cuts, which would have already been the largest in the program's history. So they just added more cuts late last night. Massive cuts to Medicaid, massive cuts to food stamps, cuts to the NIH medical research, research for cancer, research for Alzheimer's, cuts to university funding, cuts to the Weather Service. Some of them, they want to make these cuts through legislation. Others, Elon Musk is cutting without any approval. They fired 7 of the 18 directors at the NIH that do groundbreaking research. They've already fired 7 generals in the military, with some who dedicated their lives to the military with no explanation. So they're taking a sledgehammer to our agencies, compromising our physical safety, as we're seeing when we fly, when we have weather events, and compromising our national security safety with what they're doing in the way they're decimating the top officer rank at the Pentagon.
Meanwhile, Erwin Chemerinsky, if I'm...
the dean of Berkeley.
Yeah, the famous law professor and author. He has a piece over at Just Security today pointing out that in this big, beautiful bill is buried a provision that basically makes it impossible for a federal court to hold members of the administration in contempt of court. Are you familiar with that? Have you heard about that?
I am not familiar with that provision, but I will take a look at Chemerinsky's article. I'm sure if he's saying it is accurate. Another hidden provision, which I am familiar with, is that it would have a 10-year moratorium on any state from adopting any regulation on AI. So if this bill passes, for 10 years, no state will be able to have any legislation to keep workers safe, to have security, safety on any AI-related issue.
Yeah, so much for federalism here. Finally, on my list, Republicans are planning to fund their tax cuts through the sale of federal public lands. I'm not sure you're familiar with this.
This is horrific. I mean, 11,000 acres already of land in Nevada, in Utah to be sold. Never happened before in the country's history that we would sell off public land. It was a vote late at night in the Natural Resources Committee. And right now, the bill would basically start to sell off public land in this country. It is outrageous. When you look at that, when you look at not having any AI regulation for 10 years, when you look at the Medicaid cuts, when you look at the cuts to the NIH research, all for tax breaks for the billionaires, you really could argue this is the worst bill in modern times of what it's going to have as an impact for people.
Yeah, and if they eliminate the ability of an Article III court to hold, the attorneys for the administration in contempt of court, you're basically eliminating the ability of the courts to enforce their own orders. It's pretty shocking stuff. Normally when you come on, my first question is, what's on your mind today? I'm sorry, I skipped right over that. Before we go to our calls, is there anything that you wanted to share with anybody, or shall we just get right into the phone calls?
Well, these are the things on my mind because I've been going, as you know, around the country. I was in Allentown and in Bucks County this weekend doing 2 town halls, trying to go to these districts, which are Republicans won by 1 or 2 points, pleading that they should oppose this bill. I've taken to calling it the big, brutal bill, not the big, beautiful bill. I mean, it's just going to be brutal in terms of its consequences for working class Americans and for our country.
Amen. Well, let's pick up some phone calls here. Charlotte in San Diego, you are on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Oh, hi. Thanks, Tom and Mr. Khanna. I wanted to ask you, is there any way, I understand that the stupid parade of Trump's is going to be paid for through the military budget, but is there any way that this can be stopped? This is just horrific.
We're trying through the Armed Services Committee, but you need some Republicans to chime in to stop it. Look, it's not just the cost. I mean, the cost, of course, is a waste of taxpayer dollars. It's this idea that in America we don't have a king. We don't have a military parade for the president. It's the same problem I have with the Qatari luxury jet, putting aside the corruption of foreign influence. It's not that America can't afford a gold-plated luxury jet. Of course, we could build Air Force One in that way if we wanted to. It's that we don't believe that the American president is some kind of royal, that we don't believe that they should be draped in luxury with gold plates and lording over the rest of us. It's supposed to be a functional, pragmatic plane to keep the country secure. And what Trump is doing is just acting like he's a king, not like he's the president of the United States.
Yeah, remarkable. We're hitting a break here. And Congressman Ro Khanna is with us for the hour, taking your calls at a National Progressive Town Hall meeting. We'll be back with more of your calls for Representative Khanna in just a moment. You can find his website at khanna.house.gov, khanna.house.gov. And you can tweet him at Rep. Ro Khanna, Blue Sky Rep. Ro Khanna. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Right back with your calls for Congressman Ro Khanna, Vice Chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, as we do our national, an hour-long National Progressive Town Hall meeting. Not much surprises me anymore, and it seems like every day there's something new to worry or have some concern about. With so much out of our control, one thing you can regain control of is your family's financial future with life insurance through SelectQuote. Other life insurance brokers offer impersonal, one-size-fits-all policies that may cost you more and cover you less, while SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents work for you to tailor a life insurance policy for your individual needs in as little as 15 minutes. Head to SelectQuote.com and a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. SelectQuote is one of America's leading insurance brokers with nearly 40 years of experience, helping over 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage since 1985. SelectQuote, they shop, you save. Get the right life insurance for you for less at selectquote.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Go to selectquote.com/Tom today to get started. That's selectquote.com/Tom.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin, and we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Howard Schwaber.
The point is worth making that an individual government official with the power to unilaterally declare that people can be seized without any opportunity of a hearing of any kind is getting really close to the model of rule that the American constitutional system is entirely designed to resist.
Entirely designed to resist. Antithetical to our foundational principles.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Hello, Bluey.
Talking with our pal Stuart J. Waddles. This is an episode of Bluey that Stuart turned me on to. I like this show so much. Would it be weird if I left my wife, remarried, and had kids with someone else just so I could watch Bluey with my new set of kids?
I don't think it'd be that weird. I've heard a weirder.
You have?
Make a great story.
You get the exclusive.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Stores now.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, if you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails is a critical reason why, and ignoring it could accelerate aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to his breakthrough formula, Native Path Collagen, to restore what time takes away. This is a clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain and visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin. And right now I can get you 45% off, but only for a limited time at getnativepath.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Over 5 million jars sold, 8,000 five-star reviews, 365-day money-back guarantee. Go to getnativepath.com/Tom now. Supplies are limited and demand is surging. Minutes past the hour, Congressman Ro Khanna is on the line with us, taking your calls for the hour. Gary in Monroe, Georgia, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Mr. Khanna, first time I've talked to you, hopefully not the last. I've got really a different question. Being 79, I can relate to it very, very well. I think all of you can. Nothing's going to change until we change our greedy culture. What's going to change? So the question is, what can be done, if anything? Because voting may not be enough in the end. To change the culture in America, this greedy culture, the starry-eyed culture that we have, good people, but a little too starry-eyed, it's not working. Nothing's getting really done. Comment on the question, and thank you.
Well, Gary, I agree with you that it seems we are worshiping the dollar more than anything. I mean, I've seen the change in Silicon Valley. I mean, it used to have people who were ambitious who would build things like Wozniak and Jobs with Apple and David Packard, Bill Hewitt with HP. But they also cared about the community. They were investing in building things. Now it's just people chasing pure profits, the bottom line, corporate greed, shipping jobs offshore. And I don't, it's a deep question on how we get people to care about their communities, about the country, about a sense of service. But you're absolutely right that that's at the crux of what's making life in our politics so transactional.
Mark in South Bend, Indiana, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hey, Congressman Khanna, great to chime in with you. On this last budget that was turned down, I was wondering if it had anything in there about the promises Trump made. One was no taxes on chip in.
Mark's phone is breaking up, Congressman, but he's asking about Trump's promise for tax breaks on tips and on Social Security income. And I'm curious, along those same lines, I understand that the Medicare cuts won't kick in for 4 years, and all the benefits like tax cuts on tips and things for average working people end after a certain number of a small number of years, whereas the tax breaks for billionaires will be permanent. Do I have all that right?
You do. You do. I mean, it's obviously a political trick that they're playing, but they do have the tax taxes on tips in there. They don't have anything on the taxing on Social Security because that can't be done in a reconciliation bill. That has to be done in a separate bill. But what they're giving people in terms of no tax on tips, they're taking away with the Medicaid cuts, with the cuts in SNAP, with the cuts in medical research. And the easiest way to do this would be to increase the living wage, not have a no tax on tip policy. I mean, you still have some people, servers, making $2.13 an hour.
Yeah, got it. Charles in Miami, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hey, how you doing, Representative? My question to you is this, and it's all about strategy as far as I'm concerned. But to me, no one is pointing out that Trump went to these Gulf states, and because of the money that's going in the system, he is practically allowing Israel to slaughter the Palestinians. And I feel like because of the deal that he's making with these Gulf states, Israel is raging, and they're taking all this, all of their hatred or all of their angst on the Palestinians. No one is pointing that out. And also, the reason why I called you is also against about strategy. No one in the Democratic Party is saying, every time Trump opens up about Iran and now he's going to bomb them or whatever, no one is pointing out that they are an ally of Putin. They've been an ally of Putin during this Ukrainian war. They've been supplying them endless drones. And how is he going to go against Putin, which is also a staunch ally of Trump? No one is pointing out this fact. And I'm frankly disappointed in you guys because, to me, as far as I'm concerned, you knew he won the election. Yeah. You knew what
was
coming down.
Let's get the response, Charles.
And
I only have 30 seconds less.
I was having a little bit of trouble hearing him, but I think I got the gist of the question. First of all, Gaza, I agree with you. There's a huge humanitarian crisis there. That's what the World Food Program is saying. Israel is not getting aid in. They're making a condition of that for the Palestinian people to go to South Gaza. We need to be very clear that they need to provide the aid everywhere in Gaza, not try to force people into a very small part of Gaza. I think the caller also was asking about Iran. You know, I supported Obama's nuclear deal with Iran. I support Trump exploring getting some deal. That's far better than having an escalation with Iran in the region.
There you go. Congressman Ro Khanna, vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, taking your calls for the hour in a National Progressive Town Hall meeting right here. We'll be right back with your calls for Representative Khanna. Stick around.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Khanna, K-H-A-N-N-A .house.gov is his website. Rep. Ro Khanna over on Blue Sky and Twitter. We'll be right back with Congressman Ro Khanna.
Hey, it's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capiche?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315, 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and...
Pat Kreitlow.
Coming up on Tuesday, Pat Kreitlow makes his victorious return to the big chair. We'll hear all about his vacation and cover the big stories from across the nation. Join us.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin State Patrol is reminding drivers that it's illegal to pass agricultural vehicles in no-passing zones. According to a social media post, law enforcement authorities responded to over 400 crashes involving farm vehicles in 2024. They say there have been over 2,000 in the last 5 years. The State Patrol is reminding residents to be alert behind the wheel and drive with caution to protect both themselves and farmers on the roads, as those agricultural vehicles typically move at significantly slower speeds than usual road traffic. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced the Rare Plant Monitoring Program's 2025 Plant of the Year. This year, the agency is encouraging residents to plant milkweed in their yards. There are 13 native milkweed species in Wisconsin, with 5 of them listed as endangered, threatened, or under special concern. Milkweed is especially helpful for monarch butterflies, as the only plants the butterflies lay their eggs on and the only food the caterpillars can eat. Residents can find native milkweed plants on the DNR website. The Eau Claire City County Health Department will officially begin its yearly beach monitoring program today. According to a press release, health department officials monitor 7 local beaches each year for potential health concerns like bacteria and algae blooms. Samples are taken from Riverview Park, Big Falls, Half Moon Lake, Lake Altoona, Lake Eau Claire, Coon Fork Beach, and Coon Fork Campground. The beaches will be tested weekly, and residents can find the most up-to-date water quality information on the health department's website. The Eau Claire County Sheriff's Office says one person was injured after a vehicle crashed into a Town of Union home on Wednesday night. According to a press release, authorities responded to the crash on West Cameron Street at around 9:30 p.m. on Wednesday night. When they arrived at the scene, the driver of the vehicle that crashed into the home was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries and was later issued several traffic citations. Authorities say the home was occupied at the time of the crash, but nobody inside was injured. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy and slightly breezy today with high temperatures hitting about 60. A possibility of showers this evening become a bigger chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight, bringing some gusty winds with them. It'll be a damp and dreary day tomorrow. Soaking rainfall is possible. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Howard Schwaber.
The point is worth making that an individual government official with the power to unilaterally declare that people can be seized without any opportunity of a hearing of any kind is getting really close to the model of rule that the American constitutional system is entirely designed to resist.
Entirely
designed to resist. Antithetical to our foundational principles.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, LoveLost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, I'm joined by Benga Ajilore, a former advisor with the USDA, talking about the threats to rural hospitals posed by the Republican budget reconciliation.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Did you know? know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Congressman Ro Khanna is with us for the hour, the vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, taking your calls in a National Progressive Town Hall meeting. And Nick in Seattle. Nick, you're on the air with Representative Khanna.
Oh, cool. Wow. Thank you both so much for taking my call. Thank you both for all your hard work. Congressman, very proud of the Progressive Caucus. However, all my friends, they're very demoralized by all the actions of our government, the way they're putting on this weird, like, alternate reality, kind of the way Russia does. What can I do to restore their faith in our government at this time? Thank you.
Well, big question.
Nick, it's a very profound question. I think what you need to do to get past the propaganda, the disinformation, is go out to these red districts, speak to people. I was doing that in Allentown. There were a number of Trump protesters outside, about 20 to 30 of them. And someone said, can I take some pictures with you because we've seen you on Fox News? I said, sure. Why don't you come into the town hall and hear what I have to say? And they agreed with me on not cutting Medicaid. They agreed and applauded on cutting prescription drug costs and not having Mack trucks offshore their jobs. So I think when you go into these communities, when you actually start talking to voters, we can cut through the propaganda. But it really takes grassroots organizing in these communities.
Good on you for doing that. Matthew in Manhattan, New York. You're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Thank you for taking my call. If senators and Congress people are still allowed to trade stocks, publicly held stocks, what is the representative doing to stop it?
Matthew, I appreciate the question. I've been a co-lead and co-sponsor in the Trust Act that would ban all stock trading. I don't trade stock. My wife doesn't trade stock. She has a trust that's from money she inherited in a diversified trust. And my view is that all members of Congress should have no stock trading. And if they have resources, put that in a diversified trust, have the disclosure of what the trust does. But that would eliminate conflicts, and that's really what we need for the country. And I've been a leader in the co-sponsoring the Trust Act, and hope we'll get a vote on it this Congress.
David in Columbus, Ohio, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hi, Congressman. There seems to be a lot of independent groups that are either environmental groups or legal groups like Public Citizen that are suing Trump. And I wondered how effective that was. And also, how effective is it to create a blockage of bills, filibustering what the Republicans are doing?
Well, David, I believe we have to pursue all strategies. We've got to be organizing in these red districts so we can get some Republicans to speak out. We need to be in the courts and all the organizations that are taking Trump to court. That's important. It'll at least slow down some of the unconstitutional actions and provide some remedy. Of course, the risk is that they ignore the courts, but we have to pursue that. The filibuster challenges they don't need in this reconciliation bill 60 votes, so they can pass it on a party line vote in the Senate and the House. The only way we can stop the bad parts of this bill is by having some Republicans in these moderate districts speak out. If they don't, I believe they'll lose their seat. So it's going to be a big vote for all these Republicans.
Stephen in Pueblo, Colorado, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Good morning, Congressman. Pleased to meet you. It's my opinion that we need a town hall in Pueblo, Colorado, to expose our representative, Jeff Herd, his voting record, and possible voter suppression. Could somebody please hold a town hall in Pueblo, Colorado, so that we can get this out, so that people can see what's happening?
Jeff, it's a great suggestion. You know, I've done 7 of these town halls, like I said, just in Allentown and Bucks County, Pennsylvania. We have almost 8 of them scheduled already, but I will send to my team and to others who are doing these town halls, Pueblo, Colorado, to see if we can have someone organize one there.
Michael in Taos, New Mexico, you are on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Yes, Congressman. I was wondering the other day what the effect would be. I understand that Congress has fairly generous health care benefits. And while I don't know the details, I was wondering what the effect would be if members of Congress and the Senate received Medicare benefits or an equivalent plan.
Well, Congress has health care. I mean, I have United Healthcare. It's the same private insurance choices that that many people have. Unfortunately, I've had some of my medicines denied by prior authorization, so have to go through the same challenge. But I would love to see everyone be on Medicare for all as a guarantee, and then people can have their supplemental insurance. It's just wrong in this country that so many people get denied the treatment they need or are denied health care.
Susan in Seattle, by the way, Susan, hang on just a second. During the Obamacare debate, didn't Congress pass a law saying that all you guys have to be on Obamacare? Is that how you're getting your health care?
I think it's that is not the case. I mean, we're not all on the Affordable Care Act. I think we have a choice of the federal, like any federal employee, you have a choice of different health insurance, and then you pick one of those. And now maybe it's some marketplace, but it's different in my view, my understanding, than Obamacare.
Okay. Susan in Seattle, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hi. I have a quick question for you. I think it was a few years ago, the Senate had the clerks read a full piece of legislation out loud. And I'm wondering if in the House to delay this bill monstrosity that's going through, that if the Democratic caucus could demand a reading of the entire bill before it's voted on.
It's a good idea. I mean, that would at least delay some of the votes. Well, the main thing we'd want to do is, in my view, speak out against some of the bills and offer amendments. I mean, one amendment I'm going to offer at 1 a.m. on the Rules Committee on Wednesday, which is when it's going to be debated, is that no child under 18 should lose their health insurance based on this bill. And we'll see if the Republicans go for it, but otherwise they're basically conceding that kids in America are going to lose health care.
That's amazing. Joanne in Baltimore, you are on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hello, Representative Khanna. I have a question about student loans, and I know that some relief is tied up in the courts, but is there anything right now that Trump is actively doing to, you know, ruin the progress on forgiveness and all of those good things? He's a lot of bluster, but I don't know what's happening in actual fact since the media is complicit, et cetera, et cetera.
John, he's resumed the student loan payments. I mean, he's Biden had paused them for many people. He's resumed them. And so now people have $700,000 payments. And if they don't pay it, their credit is going to get destroyed. And he's actually taking funding away from Pell Grants, some of the programs that give students who come from working class families a shot at college.
It's incredible. Kathy in New Philadelphia, Ohio, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hi. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to ask this question about food. I've never worried about the safety of my food before, but with all the cuts, is the USDA still functional and testing food before it's delivered to grocery stores?
Kathy, it's a real concern. I mean, I don't want to scare people. They are testing food, but the question is, what happens when there's a discrepancy? What happens if they don't have a check? A lot of times there's multiple people doing the food checks. And so I think that the error rates could increase given the cuts, and the ability to approve new drugs could be heavily slowed down. So the cuts have been devastating on these agencies.
Sue in Albuquerque, New Mexico, you are on. Is that right, Sue? It says Albu here, but yes. I'm assuming that's Albuquerque. Yeah, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hi, Congressman. I have an idea. You know, there are obviously some Republicans in the House and the Senate who don't agree with Donald Trump, and they don't really want to support him, and they're afraid of him and everything. I'm wondering, would it be possible for the Democrats in the House and the Senate to talk to their Republican friends and get them to just change parties, vote with the Democrats, give them the majority? And I know, you know, it might be kind of like political suicide, but working for this administration, they're probably going to get voted out anyway. So is that a possibility?
So it's a great thought. I mean, I've been going to these Republican districts and pointing out how misaligned Donald Trump's agenda is with those districts. They really would be having to vote for Medicaid cuts, tax breaks for billionaires, cuts to medical research and cancers, Alzheimer's, diabetes. And I do think we should put out and welcome some of these folks with open arms if they become Democrats. It's hard to do, but it's everything is worth trying.
Yeah, Republicans are certainly trying to do that with John Fetterman, it seems. Amazing stuff. Congressman Ro Khanna, Vice Chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, is with us for the hour, taking your calls here at National Progressive Town Hall meeting. The number is 202-808-9925. We'll be right back with more of your calls for Congressman Ro Khanna. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Khanna.house.gov is his website. You can tweet him or blue sky him over at Rep. Ro Khanna, K-H-A-N-N. In America, personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and our freedoms. In legislatures, public schools, and even courtrooms, one set of religious beliefs is being forced onto everyone else. But that's not what our founders intended. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back. As the nation's leading group of freethinkers working to keep religion out of government, FFRF protects your right to think for yourself. If we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedoms. Join FFRF in defending our secular constitution and keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Visit FFRF.us/freedom to learn more and become a member, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511. Because in a truly free country, no one's faith should dictate everyone's future. Text Hartman to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A major program that protects drinking water is on the chopping block in Congress. Lawmakers are considering slashing $2.4 billion from the state revolving fund. The program helps Wisconsin replace lead pipes and filter toxic contamination out of drinking water supplies. Our state will lose $54 million next year if funding gets cut. Parts of Wisconsin are being invaded this month by lake midges. Swarms of the insects have been rising from water bodies, including Lake Monona in Madison. The bugs can create quite a scene when they all hatch at once, but they are harmless and provide food for fish, bats, and birds. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues across Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
The
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I'm as guilty as anybody about this, not talking to real people in person. I'm sorry, I don't believe that texting or video conferencing or any other of that jazz can supplement one-on-one interaction. We as humans need other humans. We need to connect with people. So anyway, that's the public service announcement to start off the week. Get outside and talk to real live humans. You'll feel better.
Catch The Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Howard Schwaber.
The point is worth making that an individual government official with the power to unilaterally declare that people can be seized without any opportunity of a hearing of any kind is getting really close to the model of rule that the American constitutional system is entirely designed to resist.
Entirely designed to resist. Antithetical to our foundational principles.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour, Congressman Ro Khanna with us, taking your calls for the hour. Jane in Vista, California, you are on the air with Representative Khanna.
Good morning. Thank you. My question is concerning voter suppression. And, you know, we're all out there protesting around the country, but it's not going to do any good if we can't have our vote. And the Republicans are doing a tremendous job of disenfranchising Democrats and minorities across the country. What can be done to stop this?
Well, this is a huge issue. I mean, this is why we led with the Voting Rights Act, the John Lewis Voting Rights Act. Right now, what the Republicans are doing is they're kicking off people off voting rolls if they haven't voted for an election or two. They're putting less polling places in African-American areas and areas where we have strong Democratic voters. There are far longer wait times for African-American voters than for white voters. And the Voting Rights Act would say, no, you can't just kick off people from the registration list. You can't have some equality when it comes to polling places. And we have to get that passed and speak out for it. But until then, you're right that there are many people being disenfranchised in these elections.
James in North Carolina. What's your city, James?
I'm actually driving through Ohio right now.
Okay. All right. You're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
My question is, for the Supreme Court, is there a way or possible that the Supreme Court could reverse their ruling or rule against something or reject the presidential immunity?
Well, I think the Supreme Court has already ruled on presidential immunity. I don't know if they regret it, but they basically said the president's immune from criminal prosecution. But on the positive side, it seems that even Justice Barrett, Justice Roberts are appalled by what Trump is doing in terms of deportations without due process, in terms of trying to revoke birthright citizenship. And I do think the court is gingerly stepping in to try to constrain him, but they need to be more blunt and vocal and clear. They're one of the last bastions of defense of the Constitution.
Myron in Chicago, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hi. Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. I just had a question regarding the president, the 2024 election. Being that the justices granted Trump, or well, at the time even Biden had the immunity powers, was he able during that 2024 election to disqualify the state that? Who was receiving bomb threats with those, was he able to disqualify them for participating in a federal election, being that, since they were wasn't protecting their the voters and the citizens? Could he have disqualified them, and would that have that, you know, the favor, you know, where either candidate wouldn't have won that state?
Got it. Those were exclusively blue districts too, weren't they, Congressman Khanna?
I didn't catch fully the question. He's saying what was he asking could be disqualified?
He was asking if Biden had disqualified the districts that had all the bomb threats that suppressed turnout in blue districts in the swing states.
Obviously, I think we have to go after the bomb threats from a judicial perspective, from a Justice Department perspective. I don't think we can disqualify and disfranchise voters in those places.
Tom, in Celebration, Florida, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Yes, Tom. I'm wondering why no one has asked Trump if he's asking Walmart to pay these taxes out of their pocket. Why aren't they asking if he would pay these Trump taxes out of his pocket?
Well, I mean, Walmart is, we're just asking Walmart to pay their corporate taxes. I'm happy to have taxes in this country go up, and that would include a lot of the billionaires in my districts, and it would include people who have done better in life than like in my family and would have to pay more taxes. I think that's makes a lot of sense. But you know what we don't want is we give money to charities, and many Americans do, but I don't think that's enough. I think the question is what are you doing for the government and having a public funding for public education, public health? And that means we need higher taxes. And if the question is, should we have higher taxes? Absolutely.
Barb in Palm Desert, California. We're down to about a minute and 15 seconds here. You got a quick one, Barb?
Yes. I would like to know why the DNC is trying to get rid of their young people. David and Malcolm both have wonderful things to contribute. I know in my area they hit the Hispanic population really heavy, and the contractors all voted for Trump. And we have to get messages out there. How are we going to do it?
I totally agree. Look, I think they should keep David Hoggett. He's saying that there should be primary challenges in this country. That's fine. I think Malcolm has done a great job in Pennsylvania and beyond. We need more young people involved, not pushing them away. And I've taken that position publicly and will continue to support young people getting engaged and not going after young people just because they have a different view of the importance of primary challenges.
Congressman, in the final 30 seconds here, thoughts on what we should be doing and looking at over the next 2 weeks before we talk to you again?
Well, this week, Tom, it's all about the big, brutal bill. I mean, it's going to gut Medicaid. The biggest cut in Medicaid in the program's history. It's going to give tax breaks to the billionaires. It's going to gut medical research for cancer, for Alzheimer's, for Parkinson's. It's going to stop all legislation in states on AI for 10 years. And it is going to, as you pointed out, give a moratorium or block judges from holding administration officials in contempt for doing unconstitutional things. It is a terrible bill. We need to oppose it, speak out against it, and try to convince some Republicans to oppose it.
There you go. Congressman, thank you so much for dropping by. We
thank you.
Our listeners just love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'll be back on the other side of this break. The Great American Betrayal, how we lost our moral compass. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018.
800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Hello, Bluey.
Talking with our pal Stuart J. Waddles. This is an episode of Bluey that Stuart turned me on to. I like this show so much. Would it be weird if I left my wife, remarried, and had kids with someone else just so I could watch Bluey with my new set of kids?
I don't think it'd be that weird. I've heard a weirder.
You have?
Make a great story.
You get the exclusive.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief. President Trump works the phones with calls to Russia's Vladimir Putin and Ukraine's President Zelensky. CBS's Weijia Jiang.
The president and his aides have made very clear that the U.S. could walk away from being a part of negotiations between these two countries if significant progress is not made.
Experts are parsing what's known about former President Biden's prostate cancer diagnosis. Medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
He has a Gleason stage of 9 out of 10, with 10 being in the worst. So that tells you about the aggressiveness of the cell type that we're talking about here, the type of prostate cancer he has. There's been spread to the bones, which by definition means it is metastatic.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt touts the budget bill the House plans to vote on later this week.
This bill will give Americans the largest tax cuts in our nation's history. When Republicans pass the bill, Americans will be keeping more of their hard-earned money and taking home much bigger paychecks.
CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.